unforgettable in every way.
Natalie Cole always knew her father was a big star, but she saw how big when she went to Mexico with him as a little girl.
And that was right after he had recorded Cole Español. And I can remember the people that thronged to see him as we were walking through the streets. I mean, he was like a king. And I was 8, and I was like, my eyes were as big as saucers. I could not believe that all these people knew who my daddy was.
Nat King Cole was at his peak in the 50s, during the craze for mambo music. He was tight with artists like Tito Puente. Cole's manager was Honduran. And in 1958, he convinced Cole to make a Latin music album.
Quizás, quizás, quizás. And after that, my father fell in love with the culture so much that he ended up doing 2 more. I think that he liked the people because they liked him. And they showed it. For them, this was like a gesture of honor, love, and respect.
Quizás, quizás, quizás.
Especially for Cubans. Cole was a regular in Havana's glitzy music and nightlife scene. He recorded his first Latin album there and filled it with Cuban songs. Veteran Miami Latin music producer Rudy Perez produced Natalie Cole's new album. Like many Cuban Americans, Perez idolized her father.
He was the part of the great golden era of the Latin music in Cuba. He was there when nobody else was. He had this incredible persona and charisma. We all grew up with those records. I remember being a young kid and growing up with all these songs in my house. I mean, I was hearing Acércate Más, and I was hearing Quizás, Quizás, and all these songs since I was a child. He was actually a pioneer, going to a country with a different language, actually taking their music, falling in love with it, and then taking it to the rest of the world.
Acércate más, y más, y más, y más, pero mucho más.
Y besame.
En Español is Natalie Cole's first studio record in 5 years. She and Perez recorded it at a studio in Wynwood this spring. She was singing in Spanish for the first time, and she was nervous. But it turned out these songs were in her musical DNA.
These Latin songs, even though I myself was not very familiar with most of them, I could sing them right away because they were so, not predictable, but there was just something about them that musically made so much sense.
And like her dad, she fell in love with Latin music.
Frenesí is just so much fun. I love the fact that it's saying frenzy, kiss me like crazy. Bésame con frenesí.
Haciendo más de ti. Bésame con frenesí. Dame la luz que tiene tu mirada.
It's like so cool. I love that. That's what I love about Latin music. That's the passion of the Latin culture. And that's what I love about it.
Es más que amor, frenesí.
Her passion is striking a chord. For the last month, Natalie Cole in Español has been topping the sales charts for Latin music. I'm Jordan Levin in Miami.